This is Mark Haynes with Sideline Sources. And today, my first guest that I'm speaking with was the number 12 pick in this year's draft, plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Mr. Jalen Williams. How you doing, bro?
Good. I'm good. Chilling. Kind of late. You know, getting close to bedtime, but I'm good.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you jumping on with me, you know, and letting me cut into your sleeping time a little bit, but I ain't gonna hold you too long, bro.
Yeah, no, that's all good.
Where I want to start with you, let's jump right in. Santa Clara College. You went to college in Santa Clara. Not one of the big time schools. Coming out of high school, did you know that, did you kind of see your future and like going into a small college? Did you think you had a chance at making it to the NBA?
Yeah, for sure. I think like going into, you know, obviously, like you said, kind of going through the, like the smaller college route, that's a goal that you always keep in the back of your mind, but it's kind of like, you got to know the path that you're kind of taking that is going to be a lot more stressful and difficult kind of going in that. But I think I did a good job of kind of not losing sight of my end goal. I also think it's pretty dope, you know, kind of, it's not the first time that somebody's done it. Obviously, especially now, you're kind of seeing that trend. A lot of players are going the small school route as well. So just kind of keeping in mind my end goal was kind of the main thing. But yeah, I definitely kept that throughout my whole 3 years there.
Were you like the other guys like Steph and Dame, where they weren't highly recruited coming out of high school? Or how'd you end up at Santa Clara?
Yeah, so I was short going throughout a lot of my high school career. I think I left it. I got to Santa Clara at like 6'2", 6'1". Yeah. So kind of going through that, I was just kind of under recruited because everybody's waiting for me to grow or kind of see, you know, what would happen. So a lot of it was like interest, you know, yeah, he could play, but he's small. He's kind of unathletic still. So Santa Clara was like the second school to offer me. And the other school to offer me was Hofstra, and it was in the same tournament. Mm-hmm. I think Hofstra had offered me Friday and then Santa Clara that Sunday. So they're one of the first schools that I remember even coming to my games and being at all of my tournaments. So I kind of just kept that in mind during the recruitment process. And I mean, it was pretty, you know, simple to choose between three schools that are recruiting you. So
yeah. Yeah. And then like I mentioned, Dame and Steph, and then Kawhi is another guy. I went to San Diego, not necessarily a huge school for basketball, but do you look at those guys? And yeah, these are guys that won, you know, multiple awards and championships and other things like that. Do you look at yourself and you say what those guys do?
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of mine was kind of watching Dame's path, you know, kind of go through that. That was, his story was ironically relevant to around the time that I was like committing. Yeah, just kind of looking at his path and then kind of seeing a lot of the other players that have come through that as well. It kind of gave me hope. And then it's like, you know, it's a pretty optimistic thing to see somebody that's in your shoes and be as good as them, you know, kind of come up the same way you did. So just kind of keeping that in the back of my mind is, you know, for however long I would end up in college, which obviously was 3 years.
For sure. For sure. And this one, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot a little bit. Mm-hmm. And this is a question I like to ask the younger players or whatever, being that you're a rookie. This is a fitting for you. And y'all perspective is always good and different. I'm 35 now, so my list is different. But I want to know, what's Jalen's top four players of all time? What's your Mount Rushmore?
Oh, okay. This is in no order, because the order could take me hours to, you know, I got to watch film. So I'm a big Kobe stan. So Kobe's definitely in my top four. And it's probably a hot take, but if Kobe's not in your top three for me, I don't really have like it's really not going to be like an argument for me. Like I'm not even going to really waste breath on it. But Kobe, Jordan, LeBron, four is always. I want to put Magic up there, but I think you kind of have to put like Kareem. Mm-hmm. I think kind of be that four slot, but you know, kind of growing up a Laker fan, and you know, like Magic was also a pretty prevalent. I'm gonna put Magic on my top four.
Okay, right on, right. And with I was thinking about asking you a question about Lakers. I am. It's not about how they're doing or whatever, whatnot. But like, how was your favorite team growing up? When you get to them, how do you think you go feel about that? Like, you've been a fan of Lakers and playing against them. They got LeBron, AD, Russell Westbrook, those guys there. What do you think that moment's gonna be like?
I think just playing in Staples is going to be kind of a surreal moment. Just from a standpoint of, you know, you kind of grow up going to games and, you know, kind of getting surprised with tickets to go. And, you know, every time we go to LA, we always would like drive by the Staples Center, go take pictures under like Shaq's thing and, you know, like all the statues out there. So that'll be a surreal moment to actually even be able to go into Staples and kind of do that. So I'm just kind of looking forward to that. And then obviously LeBron is playing. You know, that I'm playing against, you know, like he's on Mount Rushmore, that I just said. So, and Russ and AD, you know, Hall of Famers in that itself. So, it'll be a really cool experience. Obviously, LA has a lot of historical, you know, basketball prowess. So, it'll be cool to kind of be in there and, you know, actually be on the inside instead of watching somebody else play there. I'll actually be there. So, I'm really looking forward to that.
Right, right. And then the last question is kind of a, it'll probably be funny to you or whatever, but. You were drafted this year with Chet Holmgren. He obviously he's hurt and he's not out there right now. But have you or will you tease him about how you dropped him in college?
It's funny you brought that up. I don't know. It's actually funny you brought that up. Like a week ago, I was playing like everybody's college highlights and I put mine up there and that was like one of the first things to come up. So I had to like speed through it kind of quick. We haven't really talked about it. I haven't brought it up. If it ever gets to a point where words are exchanged in the heat of battle or something, or you know, we're going at it playing ones or something, I might bring it up. But you know, he hasn't given me a reason to say anything, and you know, I'll keep quiet. I don't really bring it up too much.
I literally actually just seen that clip today, and I was like, yeah. I'm asking him. I don't care.
No, we got drafted. That was like under every like picture. And I was just kind of like trying not to accidentally like anything. So I'm like going through everything, trying to ignore it. Yeah. So I haven't brought it up to him. Well, you know, I'll just leave it at that. He has no idea. I don't even think he knows if I remember what happened. I missed a layup. So I'm not really too like hyped about that. But yeah, I definitely dropped him. So.
Right on, man. Like I said, man, I appreciate you on here and doing this with me. I hope I could talk to you down the line in the future to check in, and good luck on the rest of your season. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you got in store. If you want to shout out anything you got going on or just throw out your Twitter handle, Instagram handle, you know, the floor is yours.
I'll be real. I don't have anything to shout out, and my Instagram and Twitter handle are very hazy. I don't even really be knowing them. I definitely don't know my Twitter handle, so you guys have fun finding that. Instagram. I don't even know my Instagram. It might be Jalen J. Dub Williams, my Instagram. But yeah, I don't even really be paying attention to that. So, Ned, I appreciate you having me on for sure.
Yes, man. We'll find you. And like I said, good luck, bro. And thank you again. This is Mark Haynes, Sideline Sources.